88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
I'm sorry, it's such a beautiful... It's so beautiful. I love it. That's why I laugh, because I enjoy it.
I could be in Radiohead. If Tom doesn't want to do the tour, I'll do it.
Okay.
88.5 The SoCal Sound. Welcome to Friday and a Friday. Welcome aboard, Jace.
Thank you.
Jason Friday joins us every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour just to have some fun, to kind of nip us into the weekend.
That's right. I do love coming in here, and I do love giving a good old-fashioned nip into the weekend.
We got to see Last Dinner Party last weekend. That was a great show.
It's very, very
at the
cool.
Fonda. We're going to play some music from the band coming up. Also, Pale Hound has a live album that just came out today. Going to play a little track.
Oh.
A little track off that.
I like it.
Do an amazing radio seg, as they say in the business. There's an L.A. band called Spooky Mountain. I believe going to premiere that on the radio here at the station.
Spooky Mansion? Oh, yeah,
oh,
nice.
Spooky Mansion. Yeah. I think I called them Spooky Mountain earlier.
Gosh.
It's hard to see the screen.
It's okay.
That's why I need a youth in here to help me.
That's right.
I help got me you. Read.
I got you, boo.
Okay, so we're longtime fans and supporters of Mondo Cosmo, who has a new record, It's Principle, coming out in 2 weeks. And this one's even more personal because your brother, Sean Friday, plays on the album,
drums. That's right.
Sean's in the band Dead Sierra. He also has a solo project, Bitch Camp, who also have a show coming up.
Yes.
We don't know where. It's in a couple weeks. But we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, it's somewhere on the east side.
Yeah, it's his first show with Bitch Camp. He's also going to be touring with Mondo Cosmo. The dates are all on the East Coast. That's in October. But this song, if I can be a little cheeky, is actually super killer.
Yeah.
I think this is such a great song. It is called Killing Floor.
I love it.
It's Mondo Cosmo, brand new music, and it's on
88.5, The SoCal Sound.
She was a singer in a punk band when she came for me. He found stability a redeeming thing. I remember when we left the party at that actor's house. He said sometimes the edges will not meet up. Something in their eyes when they walk away. Something in their eyes now in you.
Everybody dies on the killing floor.
think that I said this before now. Born to be down. What good is confidence? And you just don't get it. You keep it copacetic and you learn to accept it. You know you're so pathetic and you just don't get it. You keep it copacetic and you learn to accept it. You know you're so pathetic and you
See what we did there, Jace?
I did.
We played Killing Floor into Bound for the Floor.
I love it. So by the way, I loved that song so much.
It's so good.
I learned it when I was a wee lad.
Did you learn the bass?
No, or guitar. Guitar. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
You're a cool kid. You're a musician, aren't you?
I am.
You're in a couple bands, aren't you?
I sure am.
What are those bands called?
Rival Tides, The Active Set, and Slater Friday Extravaganza.
Oh, you mean our band?
Yeah.
Wonder if we'll ever play a show again.
We will.
It's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour to spin some tunes.
Sure do.
We have some new DJs on Sunday. Let's give it up. We've got Bob Goodman. He's not new to the station, but he's got a new show and a new slot. Bob Goodman, Super Sounds of the 70s. He is on Sundays 2 to 4. Ty Taylor from the band Vintage Trouble hosts Soul Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
I love it.
So check that out. And speaking of Soul Sundays, this next band calls their music Surf Soul Rock and Roll. They're called Spooky Mansion. And forgive me if I've called you Spooky Mountain earlier today. A Spooky Mansion, there's some controversy whether they're from L.A. or the Bay Area. I think they're originally from the Bay Area. They might be L.A.-based. That's what their people told me.
Yes.
Either way, they're a California band.
Right.
And we love celebrating our Californians. This is a new song called Weather. It's Spooky Mansion. We're getting ready for October, everybody. Ooh. So ready for the Halloween season.
Yeah.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm coming back,
You know I never felt so high. Yeah, I'm gonna keep on getting higher, high as I can go. And there's nothing in the whole damn world that can keep me down. Gonna keep on, keep on getting higher. Settle down. Nothing is good, will ever last. You can say what you want, but I feel my life with a brand new light. I feel it up, 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 I feel it up.
The song Sinner off their album Prelude to Ecstasy. They just played the Fonda, what they call an underplay when they play somewhere smaller than they need to. And Mr. Jason Friday and I were at the show last weekend, along with Hillary.
Yes, we were all hanging out.
From the station, yeah. It was sweet. We got to go to an after party. Oh, Matt Pinfield was there as well.
Yeah,
Julian from The Strokes, Gary Calamar,
yeah.
Who hosts the Open Road every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Yep,
so right. What was your favorite? I wanted to get your take on the last dinner party because I had never seen them live, but I had a feeling you would be super impressed by their musicianship.
They, oh my God, the talent is, I mean, I guess I don't really need to elaborate on that. Their talent is incredible. Watching them walk out on stage, I did not know what to expect because I didn't know a lot about them. And it was kind of mind-blowing. I mean, you know, some of them had like their glasses of wine and the bottle of wine. They're just pouring themselves glass. I mean, it was very, very cute. They were very theatrical.
Yeah, such a presence.
Yes.
We wonder if they – I don't know all of their backgrounds, but they could totally do Broadway shows.
Oh, my God.
They have such characters.
Yes.
It was really, really fun.
Yeah, and it was genuine, though. It wasn't like, oh, look at us being theatrical. It was just like, hey, this is what we do, and – and we think you like it too, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. We're also going to the Greek tonight to see St. Vincent.
Oh,
remember,
St.
Vincent came by and chatted with us for like an hour. Do you think she's getting us like backstage passes and she wants to hang out?
Annie, we love you.
We're going to play some St. Vincent a little bit later. We're going to kick off the next set, though. So this week we did an album dive into Biba Doobie's new record, came out a week ago. This is How Tomorrow Moves. We're going to tease next week's album dive. It's a secret for now, but a track from that record is coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
Support comes from The Bellwether, presenting the LA Folk Festival, featuring Emmylou Harris and the Milk Carton Kids September 7th and 8th. Tickets available at thebellwetherla.com. Brought to you by your friends at Another Planet Entertainment and Terragram Presents.
No dark clouds will head around me.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from March 1 Music, presenting Billy Strings two nights at the Kia Forum on August 23rd and 24th. Tickets on sale now at billystrings.com.
This old world took me for a ride.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Ciclavia, a nonprofit opening streets in LA County since 2010. Ciclavia's 54th event, Meet the Hollywoods, is taking place on August 18th. Ciclavia is joining East and West Hollywood with a pop-up park for walking, jogging, biking, skating, or simply spectating. All ages and abilities are welcome. Ciclavia's Meet the Hollywoods, August 18th.
You can build branding and awareness for your business while supporting this awesome radio station. How cool would it be to have your organization be the sponsor for Nick's Pick of the Day or my 88.5 album dive? Give us a call for more info, 818-677-7163. That's 818-677-7163.
We're in love with this new song on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
That is brand new Jack White. What's the Rumpus? What's the frequency, Kenneth? What's the Rumpus, everybody? That's off the brand new record called No Name. I don't know if you're aware, Jace.
Yeah.
Jack White decided to put this record out. I'm not sure anyone knew about it.
Oh.
It only came out on vinyl in his own stores. I believe he just produced it himself on Third Man Records. And it only came out on vinyl at the Third Man Record shops.
Wow, I like that.
At least
that.
For one day.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's out. it was called No Name. It was a piece of vinyl. It's a beautiful blue vinyl. And it didn't have a title on it, and none of the tracks were labeled.
I honestly love that so much. Why didn't we get one?
I know. It's kind of rude. I'm sure there's one on the way.
Okay.
But anyway, Jack White put out a notice that people are looking for tour dates. And he's like, hey, I'm not doing tour dates. Well, he says he is doing shows. Some people are calling them pop-up shows. But he says you can call them whatever you want. He has such an attitude. We're on tour right now. These are the shows. We won't be announcing dates in advance so much. Most likely playing small clubs, backyard places, few festivals here and there to help pay for expenses. But he's probably going to announce the show sometimes the morning of.
I mean, that's kind of fun.
It sounds like guerrilla style.
It does. I love that, though. I really do.
So look for a Jack White show any moment.
A Jack White.
Jack White, who's from Detroit Rock City. You know what's so cool? He also posted. He's originally from Detroit. So he landed in Detroit, and he's like, landed in Detroit, and immediately went to a Tigers game. And he had a picture of himself in his suite, of course, watching a Tigers game.
That's amazing.
So Jack White's No Name record, we're going to do an album dive into it. It is just full of bangers, as the kids would say.
I love it.
So every day next week, just after 12 noon, we'll hear a couple tracks off that new record.
Sweet.
Speaking of new releases, Palehound put out a live record. I'm a big fan. You're going to be so sad. This record was recorded right here in Los Angeles, December 2021. Palehound played at the First Congregational Church, opening up for Adrian Lanker from Big Thief.
Oh, my God.
That would have been like our dream show. Although I would have liked all of Big Thief Palehound opening up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
So let's get into – this is a live track from Palehound. The song is Fadin' off the last record they put out, Eye on the Bat. This is Palehound live. This is – okay, first of all, the two songs that are going to seg together,
Yes. It's
going to be art.
Okay.
Art.
Okay.
For art's sake.
That's as you
do. This is a little mini concert.
Yeah.
Some live songs on the radio. It's Friday on a Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we kill it on the radio.
Boom.
In my ribs, just swaying through seasons, changing the stakes, stay grounded in glue. Devoted, devoted, apple that you pitched in my pond, just floating through days, collapsing since I last talked to you. Fading, 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 there's nothing I can do to keep from fading to you. Dribble it, rock it, kick it in the sky so you can see it, so you can see it and know it's meant for you. Watch it, spin it, fall into the earth with an empty spirit, but your back's been turned and missed all that I could brew. Fading, 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 fading. Fading, 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 fading.
I wanna take the breath that's true. I look to you when I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you go in shadow. You'll come apart and you'll go blind. Some kind of night your darkness colors your eyes and what's not there. Fade into you. Strange you may.
That is live, Mazzy Star, Fade Into You, coming out of Fade In, live from Pale Hound.
Ooh.
Happy Friday. It's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we call this Radio Magic. Do we know why we haven't won a radio award or something yet?
You know,
it's
no.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is a little.
Is anyone out there? Wait, hold on. Is there anybody out there?
I was about to say that.
We like to tune into cool shows, and we just watched the last season of The Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been following along. What did you think of this final season? It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Maybe not as – I don't know if any season is ever as good as the first.
No. I mean, the first two were amazing. I think the second one was probably the best.
It got a little whack at the end.
Yeah, a little wackadoodle.
But I will say, when the show ended, you get a little like, oh, I can't believe we're not going to see these characters anymore, and a little sad.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd play this song because this was on one of the last episodes, Dead to the World. It's Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
So good.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Now heaven is made.
Elastica and Connection. It's Friday on a Friday.
Yes!
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We're about to wrap up this great program. We are on together every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. This show does archive on our website at thesocalsound.org, as do many, if not almost all, shows. Now, in real time, I think it automatically archives, and I think it could take a day, but you can tune into other shows. Biba Doobie, who is our guest DJ, who is doing another show tomorrow night at 6. She's already done a couple. You can listen to the archives on our website.
That's, oh man, I love her. I really do.
Yeah, she was such a treat. She came in for a SoCal Sound session. We played back a bunch of that interview during our 88.5 album dive. And then also, she's been guest DJing. So we've been really fortunate that she put in a lot of time to be here. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, B.
That's right.
She's playing The Greek September 28th and 29th. That happens to be where we're going tonight. Remember when Miss Annie Clark came by St. Vincent and chatted with us for like an hour?
How could I forget?
Well, now we're going to go see her at The Greek tonight. If you're going to the show, say hey.
Say hey.
Hey, we'll be there. We'll bring a little picnic. Should be a good time.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Oh, you wanted to send out Elastica to your friend.
Yeah.
You almost spaced. You almost DJ spaced.
Maxi Bird, Max Green and the Rippers. What is up? I love you. Yeah, man. I just wanted to play that because we were talking this week. And he's like, man, I've been getting back into some 90s stuff. I'm like, okay, I gotcha, bro.
Nice. Listening to some Elastica.
That's right.
I love the 90s.
Taking it back.
All right, you guys, have a great weekend. Take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
Your mental health is important.
It really actually is. Please.
We should listen to our own selves give out advice. Yes. Meditation. Oh, one of the guys, gosh, I forget his name on the show, the guy who can see dead people. But anyway, in real life, he has a new book coming out, which I think is called Undead, and how meditation saved his life.
Wow.
I would like to check it out. I think you can pre-save it, as they say.
The character Klaus from the
Klaus,
show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he has a real book in real time.
That's right. Okay, oh, you're right. I do remember this. We were talking about
I was Googling it last night.
I was.
You know when you sit in bed after a show and you look up all the people who are on the show and see what they do for real life and who they're with and all that stuff?
I was still suffering from the loss and the trauma of the show and how sad we were.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was a nice show. Great job, everybody.
Yes.
Let's get into some St. Vincent. I figure since she's in Los Angeles, Los Ageless, playing a show tonight at The Greek. Until next time,
my pretties.
Matt Pinfield's coming up next.
The wind that never comes. In love, sageless, the mothers milk their young. But I can keep running, no, I can keep running.
the sunset superstars. Girls in cages playing their guitars. But how can I leave? I just follow the hood of my car. In Los Angeles, the waves, they never break. They build and build until you don't have no escape. But how can I leave? I just follow my hood to the sea. Go to sleep. How can anybody have you? How can anybody have you and lose you? How can anybody have you and lose you? No, lose their minds too. How can anybody have you? How can anybody have you and lose you? How can anybody have you and lose you? No, lose their minds too. Oh, oh my Lord, oh, you really did it now. I'm a monster, you're my sacred cow. I can keep running, no, I can't keep on running, oh. Oh, oh, oh. How can anybody have you? How can anybody have you and lose you? How can anybody have you and lose you? Not lose their minds too. How can anybody have you? How can anybody have you and lose you? How can anybody have you and lose you? And not lose their
pieces of you, but I never hold on to your heart. Looking so like